Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
This is ZZ Top bringing us back, Billy, Frank, and Dusty. 10 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. No, 7 till the hour, sorry about that. 7 till the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Rich Galen, Mullings.com, M-U-L-L-I-N-G-S.com is his website. I encourage you to go there and subscribe to his twice-weekly cyber column, which most of the year is free. Right now it's free, so I'd get it while it's hot. Rich, thanks again for hanging out with us. Rich is a political operative of the Republican persuasion. He spins to the right. Rich, I got a couple of things I want to wrap up our visit with. I want you to talk to us in a minute about what the Senate's going to be looking like with some of this news that's coming out. But before that, I want to go back to something that President Obama said to Bill O'Reilly in his interview with him before the Super Bowl. He was saying, when O'Reilly says, "But sir, don't you think that some of these things are important and for people to ask these questions?" And he said, basically, essentially, he said, "Well, they're only important because your TV station keeps bringing them up." Right. Now, let me tell you something, Rich. This is not about Obama. This is not about O'Reilly. What bothers me is that we've gotten to a place in America where a reporter asking a tough question of a president is them being conspiratorial or them being sensational or something like that. An honest question about something that happened, like where four Americans died. How does a president turn that around and make it inconsequential like he tried to do?
Well, it's even worse than that, I think. And because if you read the commentary, as I do a lot, a lot of Democrats consider that not just unsportsmanlike conduct, so to speak, but they consider it racist to question the president.
Yeah. And
it's very difficult. I can tell you, it's very difficult to argue that point, in 4.5 minutes on TV.
Yeah.
But you're right. We have gotten to the point where it's not just the imperial presidency, but he's like a czar. I mean, not a czar like the EPA czar. I mean, like the real czar of Russia. They won't brook any dissent or disagreement.
How does he make a question about an attack where four Americans died? How does he make that into something that this one network, which he called a station, network is just focused on? How does he? To me, did he not minimize the lives of those four people when he said that?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I would carry it quite that far, but I do think that it's very fair to make the point that it is well known that Barack Obama does not like to have people say yes, but, or much less no,
right.
Around him. The White House set up that interview. He wasn't
right.
Barack Obama was not ambushed outside his house,
right. That's
by
right.
Bill O'Reilly. And, you know, I mean, I've been in these things, and it's impossible for me to believe, Jim, that he wasn't, you know, in the prepping time, that somebody didn't play the Bill O'Reilly role, or maybe they didn't, which is really scary, and go through some of these tough questions so the president could have had an answer. And it may well be that the White House decided that for the president's base, that was the right answer.
Well, not only that, but the other media took his side on this.
Oh yeah, that's right.
There's a real battle going on.
That's
the scary part, Rich. That's the frightening part. Is the people who should be asking these questions themselves turned on the O'Reilly, basically.
Yeah, because they don't get a chance to ask him any questions.
What happened?
They don't
to...
get a chance to take pictures. The White House. This is the most cloistered president in the modern era by far. Because they don't want people around that are going to shout out those kinds of questions. Remember
what
when?
Happened to the Fourth Estate, Rich?
Well, you know, in the White House, you're only allowed to go where you're allowed to go. I mean, there are guys with guns to stop you.
This, to me, what the media is doing with this administration is the most dangerous thing in America, as far as I'm concerned right now.
Yeah, well, I think that's why the White House keeps pressing that envelope, because they know, for the most part, the press corps, and this isn't any secret, the press corps is generally liberal,
Yeah.
And even when they disagree sort of grudgingly as opposed to gleefully, which is
Rich,
when you'd really want
to. I got to get one thing in real quick, and I've only got 30 seconds. The Senate is looking better and better for the GOP, isn't it?
Yeah, I think right now it's down to three states that are toss-ups, and whoever wins two of those three is going to control it.
Yeah. And as news keeps rolling out like it has been, if that keeps happening, we're going to have disparate people doing disparate things, aren't we?
I think the White House is special.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Rich, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you.
Rich Gaydon, ladies and gentlemen, Mullings.com. Check his website out. Rich Gaydon will be back another day. He's a great American and one of my good buddies. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.